The Warriors welcoming first-round draft pick Jacob Evans, selected 28th overall out of the University of Cincinnati, here to a press conference at the team's headquarters, the Rakuten Performance Center. And on the way here to the facility, we got a chance to talk one-on-one with Jacob.
When you think back to draft night and you heard the Warriors with the 28th pick select Jacob Evans, what were some of the things going through your mind?
Man, I was speechless. But I was, it was a lot of excitement, just knowing all the hard work, dedication that I was put into this is finally paid off. You know, this is the first step, getting drafted. Now it's just getting ready for summer league, just going out there and showing everyone what you can do.
When you were selected in the draft war room, not just the coaches and the front office staff, but also Draymond Green, and he hopped on the phone with you. When you think about all of what's ahead here and what you'll pick up from these veteran players, what is it that you're hoping to pick up from the Warriors vets?
Just their feel for the game, you know. Them being veterans, they know the ins and outs of the game, and especially them being a championship caliber team. You know, there's multiple winning plays that they've made over the course of the season, over the course of their careers. That they'll probably tell you that's what means most, just the winning plays. It's not matter who scores or who gets the rebound. It's just the fact that you make a winning play. And I feel like that's my game. And I feel like I'll be able to pick up on a lot of different things from Steph to Draymond to Klay to Kevin Durant. You can get so many guys on this team. You know, I just want to pick all their brains and just try to improve my game moving forward.
So when you think of the experience at the University of Cincinnati under Coach Mick Cronin, and years ago, I'll tell you, back it was in San Jose, and they were in the first round tournament game, Murray State, the team that he was coaching before Cincinnati. You could tell his teams play hard. That seems to be a hallmark of those teams, what you do. What do you take from Cincinnati and the experience there and bring here to the NBA?
Playing for Coach Cronin, you know, it's just he brings that intensity, you know. And he likes players that bring it right with them. You know, you see him on the sidelines, he's just screaming and everything. But honestly, like as a player that's very intense, you love that. You know, and just also just the will to win, you know, competing every day in and out. That's something that at Cincinnati that we love to do, just compete, get after it. And I feel like I'm gonna bring that to the next level. Cause you know everyone's talented, but some guys, you know, they don't really want to compete all the time, and that's also a skill, just going your hardest every day.
Baton Rouge is where you're from. There's a large crop of players coming from Louisiana now into the NBA. When you think back to just kind of what you picked up from your high school days and just growing up there in Louisiana, how does that instruct some of your game?
Well, for one, you're always playing against athletes, you know. Whether they can play basketball or not, you're always playing against athletes. You know, football is a big sport down there. But also just being tough, gritty. You don't really get a lot of handouts, so you know you got to go out there and take it. That's something I kind of just embraced growing up. Even from high school, you know, we were always overlooked. They always thought we weren't that good. And just going out there and proving everyone wrong and just showing what you can do. You know, no matter what the critics say or media, whoever says, just knowing that if you put in the hard work, you're gonna be able to be successful.
Off the court, what are some of the things you enjoy to kind of take your mind off of basketball for a little bit as you recharge? What are some of these things?
Honestly, I just like to chill, play the game, play 2K, play a lot of Fortnite. I'm a big movie guy also, so I just try to like to enjoy watching movies, especially over the past couple weeks. You know, it's been a lot of traveling, so just trying to just take my mind off things, watching movies, watching old basketball games, you know, that's just something I try to do.
Last thing here, what would you like Warriors fans to know about you right now as they get excited for all of what's to come?
Just know I'm excited to be here, you know. So I'm a long way from home, but I'm ready to call this place home for me. Their fan base is amazing, and I'm just ready to get out there and compete, honestly.
And for extended coverage throughout this summer, including Summer League to come, get to Warriors Sound streaming 24/7 online on our homepage. That's warriors.com/sound. And you can also download our podcasts on the official Warriors podcast channel. It's on iTunes and the Apple Podcasts app. Just search Golden State Warriors for more. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound.